Hello friends, thank you for your time and welcome to my podcast. I am Ramanan Devarajan and I am with the technology industry for last 28 years. Today's topic is adapting to the evolving AI technology, digital transformation and manufacturing trends. In the last 100 years, humans have evolved on technology transformation. We can categorize the humans into 6 categories in the last 100 years, such as builders, baby boomers, Generation X, Generation Y, Generation Z, and Gen Alpha. There are so much of difference with these 6 categories of human, such as the slangs and terms used, the social markers right from World War II till COVID-19, the iconic cars such as Model T, Ford to Teslas to autonomous vehicles, the iconic toys, the music devices such as audio cassettes to Spotify and smart speakers. The leadership styles were very different. The learning styles were very different from formal structure to virtual. And influence advice was different from official expert peers forums to chatbots. And the marketing media was very different from print to broadcast to online to digital and now real time. This evolution of humans has transformed because of technology. Some of the key emerging technologies that will shape the future are artificial intelligence, which includes generative AI, explainable AI, and edge AI, quantum computing, extended reality like virtual and augmented reality, Internet of Things, which includes industrial IoT, wearable IoT for health monitoring, 5G and 6G networks, biotechnology, renewable energy, blockchain, space technology, cybersecurity, and future transportation. Let's look at some of those trends in detail. Let's start with generative AI. Artificial intelligence is the simulation of human intelligence processes by machines. It's a technology that mimics human intelligence to perform tasks and can iteratively improve themselves based on the information they collect. The 3 types of artificial intelligence are categorized as stage 1, stage 2, and stage 3. Stage 1 is artificial narrow intelligence, which is machine learning. This specializes in one area and solves one problem, such as Siri in Apple, Alexa, and so on. Stage 2 is artificial general intelligence, which is machine intelligence, which refers to a computer that is as smart as a human across the board. The world is at stage 2 from AI perspective. Stage 3 is artificial super intelligence or machine consciousness, an intellect that is much smarter than the best human brains in practically every field. We are yet to achieve this stage 3. Generative AI can translate ordinary words and other inputs into extraordinary results. While the conversation around this technology has centered on AI image and art generation, it can do much more than generate static images. Let's look at LLM, large language models. This is a type of AI program that can recognize and generate text and other tasks. Large language models are trained on huge sets of data, hence the name large. They are built on machine learning, a type of neural network called a transformer model. Examples are ChatGPT from OpenAI, Gemini from Google, Llama from Meta. Retrieval augmented generation, or RAG, is a technique for enhancing the accuracy and reliability of generative AI models with facts fetched from external sources. These are extensively used in customer service chatbots, automated content creation, summarization of documents and meetings, targeted advertising. RAG is revolutionizing the way we interact with data by combining the best of both retrieval-based and generative models. Now let's look at quantum computing. This is a multidisciplinary field comprising aspects of computer science, physics, and maths that utilizes quantum mechanics to solve complex problems faster than on classical computers. The real-world use cases which are on the way are material simulation, such as drug discovery and battery chemistry, banking and finance for pricing optimization and fraud detection, automotive and aerospace, such as fluid dynamics and paint shop problem. Let's look at the disruptions of AI. AI is disrupting the status quo opportunities, such as using AI-driven coding assistance, automate complex or routine tasks, inject human-like decision-making, innovative user experience, enhance security, and predictive maintenance. Some of the challenges in AI are lack of AI skills, increased demand for AI solutions, reliability and trust, of AI output, integration with existing systems, rapid experimentation, go from experiment to production. Yesterday's fiction is today's reality. 3 decades back, when we used to watch Terminator and Star Trek, we used to think all those robotics are fiction, or the characters speaking to a watch is all fiction. But yesterday's fiction is today's reality. Now we have combat-ready robots for warfare, so there is no risk for human lives on the war front. We have humans sharing thoughts using telepathy via Neuralink. We have humanoid deployed for household work. In fact, recently there is a mass production of humanoid for household work, priced slightly over $100,000. Now we have robot dogs deployed for surveillance and security. We have heavy-duty robo working in industry, which can lift up to 2 tons of weight, which is humanly not possible. And this can work 24/7 without tiring. We have drones deployed in crowd hotspots to identify threats using facial recognition and patterns. We have robots deployed to perform critical precision surgery, which has transformed the healthcare industry. We have been seeing military-grade surveillance drones and an amazing transformation in warfare with precision using drones, and preventive surveillance using aerial drones, which can prevent bad players' attempts during campaigns and large rallies by analyzing pattern of body movements and help to make the right decisions with great pace. We have seen reusable orbital rockets, which brings down the cost of space exploration drastically. Elon Musk is discussing the future of ultra-fast travel. The Starship rockets promises intercontinental travel at record speeds, such as 30-minute travel from New Delhi to San Francisco, which on an average takes more than 18 hours today. And that's not all. The agriculture industry will also go through an amazing transformation phase. For us, agriculture means vast hectares of lands with crops with heavy dependency on labor, climatic conditions, rainfall, seasons, and health of soil. Today, the agriculture is transforming to agritecture. For example, 80 acres farm has pioneered into this agritecture field. They can grow any plants, herbs, vegetables, fruits around the year without seasonal dependencies in a factory environment with vertical farming. This is going to revolutionize this industry. In future, this type of agriculture indoor farms will be there in every city and towns, reducing the transportation cost, and you will get fresh produce within hours of harvest. And if you have a small backyard, agriculture as a service can set up a smaller facility where you can grow the produce based on your interests and requirement, and you can also customize those fruits and vegetables depending on taste, texture, color, and its contents, thereby reducing carbon emissions and wastage. Additive manufacturing has transformed many business sectors. Today we have 3D printing, right from making dosas to human parts to automobile parts. One other technology in the IT space which is transforming the future is low-code, no-code. While cloud adaptation took a long time, so is low-code, no-code. Today's adaptability of low-code, no-code with the enterprises are less than 3%, which is going to grow to 76% in adoption by 2027. The key drivers for this growth will be hyper demand for digital revolution, faster time to market, widgets drag-drop inbuilt features, over 60% time and cost saving, with ability to create and change quickly in an broader agile way. Let's look at the low orbiting satellites. There are about 10,000 satellites in low Earth orbit, 1200 miles above Earth, which provides us with better technology in communication, remote sensing, weather forecasting, and broadband internet. Starlink and SpaceX alone has 6,000 Starlink satellites in the orbit. SpaceX aims to launch about 42,000 Starlink satellites in the near future. This will lead to a big space force boom. Space superiority will decide the strength of a nation in future. Let's look at IoT, which is Internet of Things, connecting operation technology to information technology. Industrial IoT is critical in accelerating industrial digital transformation in many sectors, including aerospace and defense, industrial manufacturing, energy, resource and utilities, automobile, semiconductor, and so on. The future of smart homes are going to be very different. You can go online, configure based on your taste, which will be built remotely and delivered to you. So all you have to have a piece of land where it will be delivered, configured, and will be up and running in flat 2 working days. The smart homes will reduce operation costs significantly, such as intelligent temperature controls, utilize solar to renewable energy, enhance security, remote management, replacement and maintenance can be online. For example, a smart home can order a replacement part directly when it is out of warranty and ask the service team to implement it on its own. It will also have integration features to all devices, including robot dogs for surveillance and so on. Wherever humans have set their foot on, there is some amount of destruction. For example, deforestation, which is a big challenge in the current climate change. Human activities have become a great threat to the Mother Earth. The carbon emission in the atmosphere has grown from 6 to 34 gigatons in the last 70 years, triggering the climate change and threat to endangered species. Add to this is our plastic menace. There's about 7 billion tons of plastics which has been produced in the last 30 years. And only 10% of these 7 billion tons have been recycled, which are either in landfill or in the ocean belt, which has posed a threat and endangered the marine life. While the world is embracing green energy and sustainability using electric vehicles, electric batteries, hydrogen cells, and so on to control the carbon emissions and to save the planet. And there are services offered by various organizations such as battery passport, hydrogen passport, and so on to keep a check of the carbon emission right from mining of the battery to the retire of car. Carbon capture, utilize and storage is another technology which is scaling up to control the carbon emissions in the atmosphere and at the manufacturing plant level. However, the greenwashing menace is becoming a pain, where many products claim they are very sustainable or responsibly produced, but actually they are not. So this is called greenwashing. And the traditional companies are bracing towards green premium, which is transforming to a more sustainable and energy efficient system. The UN's climate change initiative, the recent one, which is COP29, Conference of Parties, is focused on key actions to reduce near-term warming. Their goal of limiting global average temperature increase to 1.5 centigrade within reach. COP29 objective is to finance for developing countries to accelerate the transition to clean energy and deal with impacts of climate change. Most of the technology companies who manufacture servers, storage, all gearing towards green data centers. Let's look at augmented reality. Apart from gaming and other entertainment related benefits, AR plays a major role in manufacturing sector in designing and execution of digital twin, which helps in combining real and digital world, reducing downtime, time zones, and product to market faster. Let's look at accelerating digital transformation in manufacturing. The digital transformation can be challenging, and customers in this field face a variety of trends and unique requirements, such as digitization, increasing regulatory requirements, lack of skilled workforce, and so on. Today, everything is connected and therefore at cyber risk. Companies mostly secure the IT, but how secure is your OT? There's exponential growth of vulnerabilities with digitization, which means increased attack surface. The connected devices worldwide has increased from 8.8 billion devices to 41 billion devices in the last 15 years. So are the published vulnerabilities. The vulnerabilities has increased from 4,000 to 23,000 in the last 15 years. The increasing threat of manufacturing OT attacks are growing. 61% of smart factories have experienced a cybersecurity incident. 72% of ransomware attacks occurs in manufacturing. 33% of cyber incidents occurs in manufacturing. The OT cybersecurity market will multiply from 3 billion to 11 billion in less than 2 years. Today's technologies that is shaping the electronic industry of tomorrow are digital threads, cloud, AI, and industrial metaverse. So what is Digital Thread? Digital Thread is a data-driven system that tracks a product lifecycle from design to disposal, providing a transparent view of all aspects of the product. So many technology automation companies operate with this Digital Threads by industry, thereby giving a clear challenge and use case-based approach to the customer for certainty. Today, the aerospace and defense industry is going through drastic changes. The key trends are pressure to reduce program cost, increasing mission demands, increasing platform electrification, globalization, and safety. In the last few years, over $20 billion has been spent on program impacts with various aerospace industry players for issues related to electronic and electrical system compliance and so on. And most of the aerospace players are facing increased challenge to reduce cycle time for new development programs. For example, Airbus' ambition is to bring to market the world's first hydrogen-powered commercial aircraft by 2035. And dynamics are changing in advanced air mobility. For example, Arcev Aviation and Stellantis, who is an automobile player, are collaborating together for eVTOL, which is electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft. Digital manufacturing helps plants simulate, operate, and sustain complex manufacturing systems that produce innovative products. The CapEx investment in energy segment has shifted to renewables. For example, CapEx investment in energy segment is about $13 trillion for renewables, which includes $1.2 trillion for nuclear, $4.4 trillion for renewables, $2.25 trillion for carbon capture, and $660 billion for hydrogen. The manufacturing industry is going through a comprehensive digital twin approach, connecting the real and digital world. For example, before you actually produce the product, using the digital world, right from design to product to supply chain to production to performance, you analyze and then launch the real product. This is how the new transformation is connecting the real and digital world. This digital twin approach adaptability in industries are able to reduce the time to market by 50% with precision and cost saving. Automation must become resilient and adaptive, not just focusing on the current challenges such as cost pressure and efficiency, quality, faster innovation cycles, and flexibility, but also to adapt to the new changing environment, such as circular economy, global and localization, addressing the talents. AI-powered automation is key to a future-ready business. With disruptive technology, we need to be ready to embrace the revolution and make the impossible possible. Thank you for your time and listening to this podcast. I'm Ramanan Tevarajan signing off. If you find my podcast useful, please share with your friends. Goodbye for now till we meet in my next podcast. Thank you.